This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It has draped itself over everything. I've never seen so much wild cucumber. Yeah, that's the vine that's covering fields, trees, shrubs, grasses, flowers, along nearly every rural road through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts east, west, and south. Its Latin name is Echinocystis lobata. The name Echinocystis comes from the Greek echinos for hedgehog and cystis for bladder, appropriately describing the spiny fruit. A vining native annual in the cucumber or gourd family, wild cucumber is generally overlooked until it's overtaken the plants it's growing on. It occurs throughout much of North America, but has been significantly worse this year, starting really around the end of July, 1st of August. This choking vine grows from seed each year and literally looks like a cucumber plant at first. The branching vines can grow up to 30 feet long, climbing onto other foliage with curling three-fork tendrils. While the flowers are kind of pretty and certainly fragrant, this plant can choke out smaller plants. As I researched wild cucumber, come to find out it's native and some reputable nurseries even sell the seed. Wild cucumber can create very dense, large patches, seeming to smother everything it covers. But according to Minnesota Wildflowers, it rarely does much actual damage, yet other information says it can do considerable damage. I have local pictures of this vine and also of the flowers and fruit on GardenBite.com. If I were a shrub being shrouded in it, I'd be wanting to get it off me, like having a blanket covering you while having a hot flash. If you have these plants, pull them off. Don't use chemicals. You'll also damage the plant it's on. I have more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.